بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are studying this chapter that we are commanded to command that which is the right and to forbid that which is the evil. We read various ayat, ahadith, etc. The hadith that we read yesterday in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did not send any Nabi but that he sent مَا مِن نَبِيٍ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ فِي أُمَّتِي قَبْلِ إِلَّا كَانَ لَهُ مِن أُمَّتِي حَوَارِيٌ. But he had people who supported him and people who followed what he had taught, his sunnah, etc. But then as time went, then there were other people who came and went against that. And they said what they did not do, and they did what they did not say. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who fights them with his hand is a mu'min. A person who fights them with his heart is a mu'min. A person who fights them with his tongue is a mu'min. And besides that, then there is no iman. With regard to the commentary, like the previous hadith, this hadith means that a person who does not despise wrong within his heart has very little or no iman. This is a serious thing that we should consider, that it is explained here that a person who does not despise wrong, on how much wrong is not taking place today, and if a person does not despise it, he doesn't regard it as wrong in his heart, then that person has very little or no iman. And today, unfortunately, very unfortunately, we are commanding the wrong. And we want the people to do the wrong, and we forbid the right. This is a useful yardstick for introspection. In the commentary it is explained, this is a good yardstick to check about our iman. What is the status of our iman? That how much do we despise and dislike all the wrong that is taking place as far as sports is concerned, entertainment is concerned, as far as fashion is concerned, brand names are concerned, or functions are concerned, how much of wrong is taking place, and we forget despising it or disliking it, we enjoy it. How much do we dislike the evil we see and hear around us? All the evil that we see around us and that we hear about, how much do we dislike it from our heart? All this is a good measurement to see what the condition of our iman is. Are we comfortable to turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to evil and simply blend in with others? That all we just were prepared at all times to turn a blind eye, a deaf ear, as though we didn't hear anything that is going wrong, that we don't see anything that is going wrong, and we just blend in with the people, with all the other people, we go with the flow. And just as people want us to be, we just go in that way, in with others. Or do we make a conscious attempt to stop it? Do we make some attempt, or at least do we dislike it in our hearts? Each one of us can see what our condition is. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala let us all understand the implications of these matters and where the truth lies, and that where we should be. And in just times of fitna and fasad, we should be very, very, very conscious about our iman and with who we associate, what we agree with, and what we have objections to. Today we have objections to the right things. Somebody wants to do the right thing, we have an objection to that. But somebody wants to do the wrong, we don't mind at all. We just blend in with that. So it's very important to check these matters. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and to correct our iman and to prepare for our life after death, inshallah.